You know, I told you guys to buy Bitcoin. Looking good here, 99,800, up about 10% from the last video I made about a week ago. You know, I told you guys to go 5x leveraged in. If you did that, you would be up 50%. I think 2025 is going to be a massive year for Bitcoin. And you know, this thing is actually still accelerating, even though it looks volatile on the linear graph. If we plot this logarithmically, you know, because Bitcoin moves exponentially, we can plot a linear trend line here on an exponential graph, and the trend is clear. So this is an exponential asset in a linear world, and the way it moves is 100k, 200k, 400k, 800k. And around 800k to a million would be the target price of Bitcoin for many people, because this thing is forecast to surpass gold. It's going to become the number one global asset. Gold is at $18 trillion market cap. Bitcoin is around 10 times less, so there's about another 10x to go before it overtakes gold as number one. Now let's talk about tactics. Yield on your Bitcoins. Is it possible? Well, Coinbase today announced breaking news, and this is a game changer, that they are now issuing USDC loans on your Bitcoins. And so you'll be able to deposit your Bitcoins on Coinbase and borrow up to 86% of its value at around 5% interest currently. And then you can take that USDC and go do whatever you want with it. You could earn interest on it. You could avoid selling Bitcoin such that you own the asset and borrow fiat. You could delay tax gains. You could use it to buy more Bitcoins, double down on that. You could buy stocks with it, or use it for daily spending even. And it unlocks a lot of the liquidity value of Bitcoin such that it's not just sitting in a cold storage vault somewhere. But now you can own the asset and use it as collateral. And Bitcoin is arguably the best collateral in the world. And then use the borrowed funds to reinvest. And this is one of the major things that Bitcoiners have been asking for: Bitcoin-backed collateral loans. And I think with this integration of on-chain Bitcoin to the mainstream masses, Bitcoin DeFi really, we can see the market cap of Bitcoin even double easily, as people are finally able to rehypothecate their Bitcoins, where they can lend the Bitcoin, borrow USDC, and then buy more Bitcoin with it and keep looping that over and over again. Now, I know a lot of people are wary of Bitcoin loans and yield, right? Is this even legit? Is it safe? And the key to understand is, because this is built on DeFi, you never lose custody of your assets, actually. It is nothing like Celsius, BlockFi, or FTX. What's happening is, it's actually built on Morpho, which is one of the most secure DeFi protocols out there. The Morpho smart contracts are just a few lines of code. Super simple, it's been audited multiple times. It is so secure, it's been called a DeFi primitive. It's immutable, and it's set up with a few parameters like a collateral, a loan, a liquidation value amount, and basically it's unchangeable after that. That's what makes it so secure. And so we can come into the DeFi app and see the Morpho vault here, Bitcoin versus USDC. The borrow rate is currently about 4.8%. We can see there's 40 million supplied, 25 million borrowed, and the supplied amount of Bitcoins is increasing here. It's up 10 million already today. And we can see the supplier of USDC is going to be mostly the Moon Whale flagship USDC. And so other people are supplying USDC here. They want some yield. If you borrow against it, you pay a little bit of yield. Right, it's a fair trade. You get to unlock the full collateral value of your Bitcoin. That is the DeFi circle of life. And then you can take the borrowed USDC and do what you want with it. On Morpho, there's some other vaults here that will offer you 10 to 15% yield on your USDC, or you could just use that to buy some more Bitcoin, double down on it. And then if you really want, loop it several more times for maximum leverage. And so you can see that this structure is actually far different from the Celsius's and BlockFi's of the world, where in that, if you lent them your Bitcoins, they would rehypothecate it, they would lend it out to other people, and then they would lose your Bitcoins. Whereas here with the Morpho vaults, you have proof of reserves, actually, that Bitcoin remains locked one-to-one in the smart contract. The only thing you may want to be aware of is that CBBTC is Coinbase's wrapped Bitcoin, which is interchangeable with Bitcoins on Coinbase platform, so I think it's fairly secure, actually. CBBTC was launched by Bitcoin about 3 or 4 months ago. Ever since they launched it, it has skyrocketed in market cap, about $2 billion in market cap. And you can see exactly when they launched it in September. That was also exactly when Base's TVL and activity began skyrocketing as well. And so Bitcoin DeFi is setting the stage. I think Bitcoin drives DeFi. And so Coinbase will be rolling out this feature, Bitcoin-backed loans, starting from today over the next few weeks. But if you don't want to wait for that, and if you're comfortable with DeFi, you can already go over to Morpho or Moonwell and start playing around with these features, maybe earn some yield on Aerodrome on Base as well. And one thing to be aware of with Coinbase is, use Coinbase Advanced. It's a free toggle you can turn on, but that lowers your fees substantially because the normal Coinbase charges around 2.8% fees, I calculated roughly, whereas the Coinbase Advanced, if you set a limit order, you can reduce the fee to around 0.6%. If you don't do the limit order, it's like 1.2%. So just watch those fees. And I also want to talk about a second way you can also get Bitcoin-backed collateral loans, and that is actually with the Bitcoin ETFs on margin. So the way this works is you can actually buy a Bitcoin ETF, and some brokerages these days will let you take out a margin loan against the Bitcoin as collateral. And so this way you can hold the Bitcoin, you hold the asset, but you can borrow fiat against it. And what happens is over time, as the price of Bitcoin rises, you'll be able to take out more collateral loan against it. Now, this is relatively a new development, but the best way I found to do it is actually with Robinhood. And the reason is you want to find a brokerage with a low margin rate. So we can see here the lowest margin rates. Robinhood, IBKR, and M1 Finance have fairly low rates. So on Robinhood, you can borrow at about 5.5%, which is really cheap actually for cost of capital. If you think you can beat that over a year, then it's going to be a fair play to do this. You just want to make sure you don't get yourself liquidated. You know, don't borrow the whole position, maybe borrow half the position or so. And what's cool about the brokerages is you can actually use any other stocks that you have as additional collateral to reinforce your position to make sure you really don't get liquidated. And then what you want to do is buy a Bitcoin ETF. I would suggest ARKB, which is ARK's Bitcoin ETF, mostly because their expense ratio is so low at 0.21% compared to BlackRock's IBIT, that's at 0.25%. So it's a little bit cheaper, although you can go with either one. And then just know there is a 30% margin maintenance requirement, which means you would be liquidated if the equity value falls below 30% of your total portfolio value. But I mean, this isn't going to happen because Bitcoin is going to just keep going up. And if the price does start dropping, just transfer in some other stocks to reinforce your position. But I did do some math. Essentially, if you were to borrow 100% of your portfolio to say double down on Bitcoin, you could be liquidated if the price were to fall around 30% down to 70K. If you were to just borrow half of your portfolio value, I think that would be fairly conservative. In that case, you would be liquidated with a price crash of 64% or so down to around 35K levels. Not going to happen, or maybe that's just the risks that come with life. Your call. Now, I want to conclude this video with the message that hard work is overrated. Actually, the key to wealth is understanding AUM, assets under management, in that each dollar is a worker. And the more dollars you have, the more workers you have. And if you can get your money to work for you, then you don't have to work yourself. You need to unlock the power of money to do this. And that you don't necessarily need to own the asset to manage it. And so, for example, this is why realizing capital gains can be such a damaging move, because you not only lose the dollar that you pay for taxes, but also all future potential earnings of that dollar. So you lose not only the worker, but all of his future earnings. And what you want to do is amass these workers, amass AUM. And so if somebody is offering you free capital, or capital really cheap at like 5-6% interest, I mean, that's just free money sitting on the table. You want it? Do you want workers? Do you think you can get a return higher than 5-6%? In an inflationary economy, right, true inflation is probably closer to 10% or so. Bitcoin is averaging 29% year over year. And so the key here is to put money to work such that you are not the one working. And so with that, I hope you enjoyed the video. You know, it's quite possible in the future, people will only own hard assets and never sell them and use them as collateral instead to borrow fiat. If you do play around with any of this, start small. Don't get yourself liquidated. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments below, and I'll see you in the next one.